This is Chad Pullman. I am Trevor's awkward brother that he occasionally talks shit about on this show. And I've only met Dave once or twice, but one of those times I drunkenly hit on him in a bar. Anyway, Books Are Boring podcast tends to have plenty of swearing. So if that's the kind of thing that bothers you, then fuck right off.
I had to make a bomb, Morty. I had to create a bomb.
What? A bomb?
And drop it down there. Create a whole fresh start.
That's absolutely crazy.
Come on, Morty. Just take it easy. Morty's going to be good. Right now, we're going to go pick up your little friend, Jessica.
Jessica? From my math class?
When I drop the bomb, I don't... You know, I want you to have somebody, you know, I want you to have the thing. I'm going to make it like a new Adam and Eve. And you're going to be Adam.
Oh.
And Jessica's going to be Eve.
Oh.
That's a surprise, Morty.
No, you can't. Jessica doesn't even know I exist. But forget about that because you can't blow up humanity.
I get what you're trying to say, Morty. Listen, I'm not, you don't got to worry about me trying to fool around with Jessica or mess around with Jessica or anything. I'm not that kind of guy, Morty.
What are you talking about, Rick?
You don't have to worry about me getting with Jessica or anything. She's all for you, Morty.
I don't care about Jessica.
You and Morty, you're right. Let's forget the girl altogether. She's probably nothing but trouble anyways.
I'm a neutrino bomb.
That's it, Rick.
I don't want to read anything at all.
Hey, guys, it's the Books Are Boring podcast. We're back podcasting.
Oh, we're back podcasting? I thought we were just back hanging out.
Well, that's pretty much how we podcast.
Oh, okay. I thought it was different, like when I talk in normal day life, I sound like this. Hey guys,
so you put on your podcasting voice then?
Yeah.
Even though you thought we were just hanging out?
Yeah.
Right, because my normal voice typically sounds like this. Hello, my name is David Stomer. Welcome back to the podcast.
Mm.
That just wouldn't fly.
Yeah.
I gotta use my good voice on the podcast.
Anyways, we're doing something a little different today, hey?
Yes, today we're on a spaceship.
That was last week.
No, alright, sorry, my mistake.
Oh, we're on a boat.
We're on a boat. Yeah. Today's a boat.
Yeah. Awesome. Wait, yeah. We did that already.
Oh, shit. Yeah, yeah. Today we have a special guest, Tamlin Bryson.
It's a time capsule.
Oh, it's a time capsule. It's microwaving a human hand.
Right.
Now it's different than all of those different things that the podcast always is. So that's pretty stupid of you to say, Trevor.
Yeah, I'm an idiot.
Today, we are going to be watching an episode of television that probably a lot of you people are familiar with.
What we're going to do is we're going to watch an episode of something.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll reveal in a minute what we're going to watch. But the basic concept is we watch a little bit of it, we pause it, and we talk about it. So it's an episode of a TV show this time, something we really both like. And we think a lot of people who might like us will also like this. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, nice. That all works.
Okay.
Yes, so we're going to watch an episode. We're going to stop it throughout, and we're going to talk about it, make jokes, talk about other things, I'm sure, as it comes to our mind.
So you can do it along with us if you want.
Yeah, you could. I wouldn't advise it, because what situation are you in where you're able to watch an episode of something while also listening to the podcast sporadically?
Yeah, you're right.
So, I mean, you can, but you're not gonna. So, right. Bit of a reality check. So, anyway, it's Rick and Morty.
Yeah.
We're doing Rick and Morty. We're gonna start with the pilot.
Pilot episode, yeah. Thoughts before... When was the last time you watched it?
Rick and Morty?
Yeah.
It would have been when I watched the first episode of season 3.
No, but when's the last time you watched the pilot?
Oh, the pilot. Oh, jeez, yeah. Probably over a year.
Do you remember the first time you watched it?
Yes, oh, very clearly.
Yeah.
I remember. I actually watched it in the man cave of the rectory when
Same.
We lived there.
Yeah?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Maybe. Did your brother send it to you?
My younger brother.
Oh, nice. Your older brother sent it to me.
Oh, really?
And he's like, this is a show that was written for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what it was. That's kind of how Andrew gave it to me, too.
Yeah.
He came over and we were, like, watching it on YouTube.
Yeah, they put the first episode on YouTube to kind of spread some buzz about the show. And it blew me away, and
it fucking worked.
Yeah.
Because Rick and Morty is one of the best.
Yeah.
And that first episode is, like, the character confidence doesn't exist yet.
Yeah.
Like, because you don't know who they are, so they both have to sort of explain themselves.
Yeah.
It's really, I don't know, we'll see, but it is so fucking funny.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to watch Rick and Morty today. The first episode, the pilot. I mean, we could have gone anywhere, because there's so many classic episodes of Rick and Morty. But it feels right to kind of start with something.
Yeah.
We talked to, like, how we were thinking about doing the first episode of the U.S. Office.
Yeah.
But then we didn't.
Yeah, and the reasoning behind that was because it's just a remake of the first episode of The British Office, and we'd want to pick a more iconic episode probably.
Yeah, exactly.
That. Yeah, like Diversity Day or something like that. So maybe we'll do that at some point. But
yeah, and potentially if you guys end up liking this, we could put this at the end too, but send us some more some suggestions of things you'd like to hear us. You probably won't because we're going to butcher this, but anyway, maybe without further ado, let's watch some Rick and Morty.
Morty, you gotta, come on. You gotta come with
what,
me.
What, Rick? What's going on?
I got a surprise for
it's
you,
the
Morty.
Middle of the night. What are you talking about?
Come on, I got a surprise for you. Come on, hurry up. Gotta get out. Gotta go.
Ow,
gotta get out of here.
Ow, you're tugging
come
me
on.
Too
I got
hard.
A surprise for you, Morty.
We watched the first 6 minutes?
6 or 7 minutes of Rick and Morty, the pilot.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think it was very funny. I didn't like it.
man, so I love how, like, so the cold open is
Morty
so
asleep.
Showing their relationship, like, how well it shows their relationship, like, where Rick's gonna blow up the earth because he's super drunk.
He's wasted, middle of the night, he drags Morty out into some sci-fi rigmarole.
Yeah, as Jerry would call it.
Yeah.
Some high-concept sci-fi rigmarole.
Yeah, and then I've always... From the very first episode, like, I remember the first time I watched it, I didn't laugh that hard.
Oh, really?
Because I didn't get it.
Yeah.
You know? I didn't know what I was looking at yet.
Yeah.
I was waiting for whatever, the, I don't know, big, punchy centerpiece jokes, rather than this constant flow of little, just the way they speak jokes.
Yeah.
And, like, those belches and Morty going, like, you're dragging me too hard. Like, those little things. They're so fucking hilarious. I remember the one thing, though, that, like, always, always, always cracked me up is when they have that little fight in the jet.
Yeah.
Or in the flying thing. And Morty, like, I'm taking control. And then Rick's like, Mr. Tough Guy all of a sudden. Yeah. And then he lands and then opens the hatch and, like, a 3 dozen empties just pile out. And
it's like when you open the door to my room.
Yeah, exactly. And he just rolls out of the pile.
Yeah. Yeah, and then it immediately goes into, like, after the credits, well, there's a family at breakfast, but, which kind of sets up, like, the conflict for the episode, but, like, Morty at school in the next scene just shows that he's, like, just a typical teenage, like, awkward teenage boy who should not be going on these adventures. Like, he's just, like, it just summed up his character so well.
Yeah, and that, like, his role in it is just, like... Not required.
Yeah.
Almost, like, he's just, like, a pawn.
Yeah.
And gets dragged along more than he's the centerpiece of the adventure. Yeah. God, that was really fucking funny. Man, it's been a really long time since I've seen that.
Yeah, like, and I love, too, how, like, Rick basically kills the bully.
Rick
almost
kills the bully.
Yeah, Rick kills the bully almost immediately, like, to show that, like, Rick is not going to be a redeemable character.
Like, no, never. No matter what good he does, his recklessness and, you know.
Because it starts off with him drunkenly wanting to destroy the world, and he kills the bully. Yeah. Not to save Morty or anything, just because he was inconveniencing him.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll do it later, Morty. It results in his death.
Yeah,
like, Rick... God, right... Rick will go on to destroy this world that they're in.
Yeah.
He'll Cronenberg it,
right?
He'll go on to do that.
Yeah.
He'll end up killing... Rick and Morty.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they die.
Yeah.
All sorts of, like, later on, his body, like, dies several times as he's, like, swapping through different bodies.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Like, there is a lot of bullshit that at this moment we don't know Rick is gonna put Morty through and the family through and everything. God, that's so fucking great.
Yeah.
Man, this is a fun way so far to do an episode. And the thing about it, too, is, like, rather than your traditional... listen that'll happen normally when people listen to our episodes where they're getting drunk along with us they're watching us slowly get drunk this time we're gonna be drinking a bunch
because
we're not talking and
that's
we're
right.
the thing, and we're gonna come back like a little more excited every
that's
time,
true
which I think is true to the spirit of the show that we're watching.
Another thing too is like that scene at breakfast with just how angry Jerry is with him. He's almost more assertive in that scene than he ever is again in the show.
I think Jerry has a definitive decline. Like he goes down, and like Summer is the most like teenage girl she ever is in the series. She like humanizes from here as well.
Yeah.
Significantly.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean I think that happens a lot on shows where like most of the actors are men, most of the characters are men, most of the writers are men. And they have a a woman character, and they don't know how to write for them at first until they're like, maybe we should hire women on our staff.
Yeah. So they just, like, rely on the stereotype. Like,
yeah.
Oh my god, his face isn't as fit. I'm gonna throw.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the next... Although it's, like, it's funny because, like, the reason they show the most stereotypical little boy ever.
That's true.
He just
yeah.
has a dream about all the numbers from his like his test yeah. and then fondling his crush's tits.
Yeah.
Like,
it's not a
It's not like they wrote that that Morty character real like
that's true, yeah.
real clever on the first episode. But like it's so hilarious to show a teenage girl like meeting up with her crush. He's like, this is what we're going to tell our children. And then he falls and smashes his crush into little pieces. And one of those pieces is his big cartoon eyeball. It's so fucking good. But yeah, and then like how Rick goes on that tirade about schooling. And he's like, someone up the front says 2 + 2, and people in the back go 4. And then you go on your lunch, and someone gives you a piece of paper saying you can go take a shit. It's not a place for smart people. I know it's not a popular opinion. It's my 2 cents on the issue. And then he turns to his daughter, Beth, where he is the single worst house guest you could possibly have. And he's like,
yeah.
This great breakfast, Beth. You really made the crap out of those eggs.
I wish your mother was here to eat them.
And she's just so, like, justified. She's like, aww, Dad. It's, like, setting, like, the fucking track for the greatest show ever.
Yeah.
Like, where, oh, man, this guy is going to manipulate everyone in his yeah. life, except for the people he doesn't give a shit about.
Yeah.
And he's just going to be honest with them.
Yeah.
Well, like, with Jerry.
Yeah.
He doesn't, like, try to, like, manipulate him in any way.
Yeah.
He just says, fuck you, Jerry.
Yeah, because throughout the whole show, we just views Jerry as the guy who got his daughter pregnant.
Yeah.
Like, that's...
There's an era in this show where Jerry just exists as a person for all the other characters in the show to yell, get a job.
Yeah, that's true.
It is so fucking funny when they do that to Jerry. And his, like... you see in the first few moments of the show where he's just plastered. That's the first time we ever see Rick. It's just wasted.
Yeah.
And I think I even commented about his, like, double belch.
Yeah.
And all that belching is so fucking funny. But we're, like, doing that.
Yeah.
Along with him, too.
Yeah.
Like, I'm about to crack my third beer. You know. And I'm feeling a lot looser than I was a little earlier when we were recording. How are you feeling right now?
Oh, good, good.
You feeling better than you were before the last beer?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Here's my thought about the drinking thing is I'm actually considering only drinking while we're recording.
In your life?
Like, for at least a month or two.
And is that because we have to drink when we record?
Yeah.
Like, we learned that.
Yeah.
Even when you were, like, sober, doctor's orders.
Yeah.
that makes me laugh every time. Is there a sober once? Because you had to be.
Well, because me and Damien were taking another month off. Just because, you know, it saves money, it's better for your health, not to drink all the time, and it's, like, it's good to have, like, that goal of, hey, I'm gonna take, some time off, drinking, because, you know, clear your system and stuff, but then my first thought was, yeah, but I do a podcast.
Yeah. I can't just sit down and talk to my friend.
Yeah.
That gets fucking awkward.
Yeah, no one wants to hear that.
Like, not that anyone in the pod, like, who's listening to this would ever give a shit about that, but, like, even when you're with your friends, like, you haven't seen them for a while, like, there's a lot to say.
Yeah.
But, like, if you try to sit down and have no gaps in conversation with someone,
yeah.
record it. See how good you are at
doing it. Yeah, exactly.
It is hard.
On that note, any other thoughts before we get into the next segment of the show?
About Rick and Morty, about just life. Generally in the podcast, anything?
Anything.
Yeah, I want to talk a little tiny bit about, like, Swiss Chalet's new fried chicken.
Have I had it? No.
Of course, yeah. Nor have I. Do you have a storied history with Swiss Chalet? Do you go to Swiss Chalet frequently?
Me and my family used to go to Swiss Chalet so often.
Okay.
It was like our go-to place.
Quarter chicken dinners,
yeah. Oh, yeah. I love it. I get the half dinner now because I'm a grown man.
You grew up from when you were a boy and you could only eat 1/4 of a whole chicken breast.
Yeah, and now...
But now, you eat twice that much.
Yep, that's right.
That's the difference, listeners, between a man and a boy. A man eats a quarter of a or a boy eats a quarter of a chicken. A man eats a whole half.
That's right.
Do you ever do the ribs? Jody's big into the ribs.
No.
Because you make better ribs? Because you... Why?
I don't know. They're beef ribs.
It's true.
And I like the chicken
ribs.
There so much. So it's like...
Well, I mean, but you've never tried the fried chicken. Imagine fried chicken.
Yeah.
But doused in chalet sauce. Doesn't that just, like, kind of excite you a little bit?
Yeah, it's true.
I want to get to the point where it's, like, strips and stuff, because I don't like bones.
I love bones. You gotta remember that you're eating an animal. Like, that's...
That's how you remember?
Yeah.
It's because every now and then you're like, what's this stick in the meat? Is this my, the skewer that I put the meat on? No, 'tis a naturally occurring hard piece. Well, 'tis the bone. Ah, yes, the bone of an animal.
When God created animals,
yeah,
he created them for us to eat.
Uh-huh.
And he put little sticks in there so that we can eat them nicer and have a little handle. It's called animal wood. And that's why God made it. That's why humans don't have bones. Because we aren't to be eaten.
Yeah, that's why whenever you try, like, if you eat someone who has bones, or you try to eat someone who has bones, you're going straight to jail.
Yeah.
Because humans aren't meant to be eaten.
Yeah.
Unless you microwave the hand.
That's right.
I still want to have, like, reasonable, like, intelligent discourse with someone about microwaving versus other types of ways you could cook human meat.
Yeah, I think, yeah.
I want to talk to someone about it.
We'll get an expert on the podcast.
Do you think there are... Just because I've had enough beer to, like, wildly suppose about any topic that comes into my mind. Do you think there are, like, microwave cooks? Cooks who make great microwave food because they know how it works and they've got, like, special plates and shit. There's got to be good microwave chefs.
There's got to be.
I want to know.
If you know of a great microwave chef, send us an email, booksofwarningfilm@gmail.com.
Yeah, that'll be a lot easier than for us to YouTube it.
Yeah, we're not going to YouTube it.
Should we watch some more Rick and Morty?
Let's watch some more Rick and Morty.
Fuck all of you, listeners.
Just happened there is, I went into a future dimension with such advanced medicine that they had broken leg serum at every corner drugstore. The stuff was all over the place, Morty.
Wow, that's pretty crazy, Rick.
There's just one problem, Morty. One little hang-up. The dimension I visited was so advanced. They had also halted the aging process, and everyone there was young, Morty. And they had been forever. I was the only old person there, Morty. It was like I was some sort of, you know, celebrity walking around. I was fascinating to them. There were a lot of attractive women there, Morty, and they all wanted time with me. I had a lot of fun with a lot of young ladies. But I spent so much time there, my interdimensional portal device, it's got no charge left, Morty.
Welcome back to the podcast, my good friend, Charles.
And I'm Charles, and this is
Jerome.
Jerome.
Hello, I'm Jerome, and this is Charles, and welcome back to our podcast, the podcast about the length cool. of the neck of a wine bottle.
Cool, it's called Cool Wine Bottles, Bro.
Cool Wine Bottles, Bro. Welcome back to Cool Wine Bottles, Bro. I'm Jerome.
And I'm Charles.
And this is Cool Wine Bottles, Bro.
Pranked you.
We pranked them. We got them so easily for some reason.
Idiots.
Man, beer is tasting sweet right now.
It's very sweet taste, this beer.
Yeah. It's like, it tastes almost like, I feel like it tastes almost coppery. I was in a car accident earlier.
Yeah.
It tastes copper. Anyway, I feel like it tastes almost coppery. I feel like it's giving me this really warm sensation down my right arm.
Right.
Like this shooting pain down my right arm.
Yes.
Nothing better than that.
Nothing but the best for us.
We watched another third of that Rick and Morty episode.
Yes, we did.
How are you feeling?
I loved it.
That was pretty funny.
That was pretty great. You made a very good point that I was wrong about how they wrote women.
Yeah, that came back to haunt you in 1 second.
Beth was so good in those scenes.
Yeah. Like, she's like, yeah, really, you can see the like them laying the groundwork for, like, she is the head of the family.
Oh, yeah.
You know, more than anyone else.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she's got, like, her job, and, like, she defends the legitimacy of it, and her husband is scared of her, and she doesn't take, like, what he just, like, says as, like, law.
Yeah.
You know, really... Really, the most pathetic character on TV is because of how, like, baller Beth is.
Yeah.
That's why Jerry is, like, the most pathetic dude in the world. And, like, later on, there's an episode about that, about their relationship, about how Jerry is, like, the most pathetic, dedicated dude.
Yeah.
And she is this, like, super powerful, like, queen. Like,
yeah.
We're getting way ahead of ourselves because this is only episode one.
Yes, that's right. So they're, Rick and Morty are on their adventure now, trying to get a seed.
And shove them way up your butthole, Morty.
Because it's tight and malleable. Taut and malleable. Yeah, my bad.
If your butthole is tight or taut.
And write in if you find it weird that I just described a little boy's butthole as tight.
It would have been totally fine if he didn't describe him as a little boy.
That's right, yeah. But That's not what we do here in Books Are Boring.
All right, so two things. If you're not incredibly familiar with Rick and Morty and you're listening to this podcast, I first of all don't understand.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, because you should know Rick and Morty, and you shouldn't listen to this podcast.
Right, yeah.
Those two things are true. But in the animation style, or the animation style throughout the series to completion so far is very testicular.
Yeah. Lots of testicles.
A lot of testicles. Just things are hanging and they're veiny. Yeah. Or the bottom of any shape is like a vaguely fuzzy looking like teardrop fleshy shape.
Yeah.
You know, they really go, like, they find nuts hilarious.
Yeah.
And there are like, they also, there are some like very vaginal things in Rick and Morty as
well.
We'll get into that.
Even Principal Vagina.
The name of the principal. That's such a great joke. Yeah. Hello, this is Principal Vagina. No relation. No relation to vaginas. God, that's so good. Did you see Game of Thrones the other night?
Yes, I did.
I didn't.
Oh.
So we can't talk about that.
Can't talk
but
about that.
I feel like at this point in time, enough time has passed since the pilot. That's not right. The premiere of season...
Seven?
Seven, sure.
Yeah, I think so. It's been a couple weeks. I think we can talk about it.
Two or three be about as time has come
out,
right?
Yeah.
Okay, I think we should can talk about it. Ed Sheeran. That's all I need to talk about. That's it.
I was hoping, like... They can just bring him back to kill him.
They won't, though.
But they could.
Yeah, I know, but that's not a justification, because they won't. And if they were gonna, they could completely justify my feelings if they killed Ed Sheeran.
Yeah.
which I think really describes how petty my issue with it is. Is that, well, if they killed him, that'd be different.
Well, somebody on Facebook was like, Ed Sheeran took you out of the episode. What about the part where... somebody's man knot or top knot was referred to. It's like, that was a little jarring too.
Yeah. I suppose.
Yeah.
That was much more passing than the like 70 minutes of Ed Sheeran.
Yeah.
Being in every angle.
Yeah.
With his dumb, weird face and his inability to act and his like complete, like, I lost a lot of respect.
And the fact that he like came out of the TV and the whole room went like started changing colors and he's just in your face.
Yeah, Ed Sheeran's, the 3D representation of Ed Sheeran's face protruded from the television set, and then in the room it went doom 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 doom.
Yeah,
and started playing Shape of You.
Yeah, so and it's weird because his like face was on the end of like a long neck, and it kind of looked like the you know, in the Abyss, that water monster?
Yes, sure.
Yeah, that's what, for me, that's what it looked like anyway.
Yeah, it kind of looked like, it kind of looked like a brontosaurus, like an electronic brontosaurus coming out of your TV to me with Ed Sheeran's face.
So what does everybody think about the fact that Game of Thrones recommended we all do LSD before watching it?
What?
Because we all did LSD before watching that episode.
I know we did, but that wasn't because Game of Thrones recommended
it. Oh, that's what you told me.
Yeah, I was fucked up on LSD.
Oh, right.
Yeah, no, I just found a plastic bag full of LSD.
Okay.
No, you don't trust anything I said. I know I said a bunch of crazy shit that night, too. Oh, man. If you've been going off my advice from that night, man, as, like, if it's fact, that's... I gotta redact a few things that I said.
Okay.
A grilled cheese does not require gasoline. I was wrong about that.
How do you grill it?
On a stovetop... Even on like a flame that was caught, like,
I've just
campfire.
Been soaking in gasoline, lighting on fire, and then eating it real quick.
Yeah, and so like you light it on fire, you put it out with the extinguisher, right?
Yeah,
and then so basically it's soaked with gasoline when you eat it.
Yeah, and it's fire extinguisher stuff.
And fire extinguisher stuff. I think the reason you like that is chemical, and I don't think it's good for you.
Oh,
that was a mistake, I think, caused by the LSD. Another thing that I said that you probably shouldn't trust is, remember how I said if you want to get into that can of Boyardee, you don't need an opener.
Right.
All you need is a .45 caliber Magnum.
Yeah.
That is totally not true. The opener would do it.
No.
That Magnum is just a safety hazard. Because remember when we shot that can of Boyardee?
Yeah.
How it went through the counter and then the wall.
And then Colin?
And then... let me finish.
Sorry.
And then the hallway and then the other wall and the counter in that apartment and then Colin's heart?
Yeah.
That's because I was off my ass on LSD. You shouldn't open a can of ravioli... Boyardee specifically, mini bites with the mini meatballs. Oh, they're so good. With a .45 Magnum. It's going to go right through and kill Colin.
Oh, man.
That was my mistake.
Guys, if you want to keep Colin around, don't open a can of Chef Boyardee.
With a .45 Magnum.
Yeah.
It's just dangerous. Did we talk at all about Rick and Morty?
Oh, right. Rick and Morty. I also liked... The part where Rick was gone for like a second, and then he talked about like how long he was on.
Oh my god, that's so good. And he picks up Morty with the two halves of the scene, and he shakes him around. I always remember that too for some reason. He's like, but I spent too long there, Morty. So I just left my portal gun, Morty. And it gets all like serious. And I think we're about to enter the third act of this episode, which is the escape from interdimensional customs.
Yes.
Which is the... Man, this pilot just doesn't get enough notoriety. I'm sure it does. That's wrong. But like, holy shit, is it ever the greatest? It's got three very different parts. So much so that you like said a bullshit thing right at the beginning about how like it's poorly written for women.
Yeah.
And it's only like a little poorly written for women. And it gets better.
Yeah, exactly.
So should we keep watching?
Let's keep watching.
I need to type in the coordinates to our hope world, Morty. Cover me.
Oh, man. I mean, you know, I don't want to shoot nobody.
They're just robots, Morty. It's okay to shoot them. They're robots.
Villagetta.
Glenn's bleeding to death. Someone call his wife and children.
They're not robots, Rick.
It's a figure of speech, Morty. They're bureaucrats. I don't respect them. Just keep shooting, Morty. You have no idea what prison is like here.
All right. So we're back from completing the Rick and Morty episode.
Yes.
I didn't like it.
No. Yeah, it was pretty weak.
Loved it. I tricked you.
Loved it.
I tricked you, you piece of shit. Trevor, look at me in the face right now. You just got tricked, you stupid motherfucker. You've never known anything. You've never done anything right. And when you thought that I was being honest with that, boom, you just got tricked. What do you have to say?
I guess I just got tricked and I'm an idiot.
Yeah, it's no big deal.
Oh, no big deal.
No big deal.
The ending scene, very reminiscent of the final scene in the season 3 premiere.
Yep. No, they certainly glommed onto that when they did that. The season 3 premiere is so good.
Yeah.
It's like, I mean, every single one of their premieres is like the greatest.
Yeah.
The whole show itself is just fucking the greatest.
Yeah. I know it. Oh, sorry.
Can I just ask you a serious question?
Yeah.
How did it end?
The season 3 premiere?
No, this one.
With Rick yelling at him in the garage.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Like, you're in a coma, you're gonna be...
Yeah, and then at the end he's like, no, Morty, we're still doing it. And it's all for the Szechuan sauce.
Yeah.
It's all for
Yeah.
Okay, I see what you mean.
Yeah.
I just... And I literally didn't forget the season 3 premiere.
Yeah.
I forgot the premiere we watched 2 seconds ago.
Yeah.
Why? Because that's sweet beer.
That's sweet, sweet beer.
So when you're making sweet beer...
Yeah.
The thing that's important you gotta remember for sweet beer... Cotton candy.
Cotton candy.
Main ingredient.
Main ingredient in sweet beer is cotton candy.
Basically, get a bowl of cotton candy. Yeah. You pour a warm beer on it.
Yeah.
Refrigerate.
Yeah.
Throw out.
Yeah.
Open a second beer. Say yes.
Sweet. Yes.
And then you have it.
Then you have it.
Maybe sugar it a little bit, but...
Maybe add some sugar.
If you want a sweet beer.
Yeah, but then you have it.
A little syrup. A little simple syrup from Starbucks.
Do you remember that Guy Pearce made this movie? I don't remember what it was called right now. But
Love Actually.
But he's...
he's not it.
He's
Jude Law in Love Actually.
He's in a satellite in space that's also a prison. It's like a satellite prison. And the president's daughter is visiting.
Jesus. Okay.
Do you remember this movie?
No.
Okay, so this came out a couple years ago. And I made a comment...
Okay, a couple years ago, by the way, it's 2015. Is that when it came out?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Something like that, like 2014.
The president's daughter went to a prison satellite?
For like a press conference thing. And then there's an accident, and Guy Pearce has to save the president's daughter before the prisoners get her, / it crashes into Earth. And this is a real plot of a movie that came out.
Yeah, apparently.
And I put a comment on Facebook about it like a little while later. It's like, with all that's going on, how can we ignore the fact that this movie existed? And the first comment I got was, actually, it was pretty good.
Okay.
Right. And it's like, yeah, that doesn't matter how good the movie was. The plot of the movie was that Guy Pearce was in space in a satellite that was also a prison, and he had to save the president's daughter.
Yeah, dude, but we're on the third iteration of a movie where cars have souls.
That's true.
And they drive around, and it's called Cars. Although, I do hear the third iteration of the Cars movie is very good.
That's what I've heard, too, which is surprising, because the first two weren't good. So what did we learn? What else did we watch in that? The whole chase. We haven't even talked about the chase in the airport.
Yeah, and that was like what I was kind of hinting at in the earlier when I was saying like the third act is about to happen.
Yeah.
That's the whole part, is that huge crazy chase, and where Rick says, like, they're robots, Morty, it's okay to shoot them.
Yeah.
Morty does, he's like, oh my god, someone call his wife and child. Rick, they're not robots. It's like, they're bureaucrats, Morty.
I don't respect them.
I don't respect them. I think that's one of the first lines that got Jody when we were watching.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Rick and Morty for the first time.
Yeah. The first line that got me was, you're tugging too hard.
The first fucking line. You're tugging me too hard, Rick. Every single line it gets. So no, you don't need to check your Twitter shit.
I'm just going
to
throw my phone away.
Yeah, but you weren't until I chastise you. You were going to just check.
Right. You know, like that scene in Wild Hogs when they throw out their phones?
Is the question, do I know of that scene in Wild Hogs? Or is the question, am I the type of person who sat down and watched Wild Hogs?
Yeah.
No to both.
Okay, cool.
Man, that makes me sound so pretentious.
You haven't seen Wild Hogs, I think. If it was, well, what if it was the other way around? It's like, have you seen the film Wild Hogs?
And I was like, no. And you're like, you haven't? Never. I'm like, no. Not even at a party?
It's basically the Godfather of movies.
It's the Godfather 2 of movies. That's a good one, right?
Yeah.
Have you seen The Godfather?
I've seen The Godfather many, many times.
Have you seen The Godfather Part 2?
Nope.
Wow. Ask me now.
Okay, have you seen The Godfather? Nope. So here's what happened. A number of years ago, I'm living with a bunch of roommates in Calgary, and I walk down the stairs and go into the living room and sit down, and we're watching 15 minutes. I watched for about 15 minutes, and it was this really cool scene in a restaurant where a guy has a gun taped behind the toilet or something, and he comes in and shoots another guy, and I was like, man, this is an intense scene. This is so good. And I was like, what movie are we watching, guys? And they all just, like, they pause the movie and they're like, are you serious right now? I was like, yeah, what movie is this? This is so good. Like, it's The Godfather. Wow. And I was like, so it's a good one. And then a couple days later, I come downstairs and they're watching some other bullshit movie. And I was like, oh, it's this movie. And they're like, really?
You know this one.
Like, immediately, have you seen it? No. But you just knew it.
Want to wind this down?
Yeah, should we wind this down?
I think so.
Okay, so other things we saw in that episode of Rick and Morty were Morty may got a chance with that girl because he came in through a portal, but he doesn't. He doesn't have a chance.
Nope.
This has been the Books of Mind podcast.
I was wondering if I could get you to say that just by not participating anymore.
Should we do apology section real quick?
Yeah, absolutely. That's why I didn't say it was the name of the podcast yet, because we needed to do that. But I'm glad that you gave up on the whole recording just by me being silent for a second. That really gives me a lot of power moving forward. I know whenever I want it to end, I just have to stop talking, which, I mean, should describe itself, but fair enough. Mm-hmm. All right, so I would first of all like to apologize to anyone who hasn't seen the first episode of Rick and Morty. And to whom we did not warn spoilers.
But they have stopped listening so long ago.
Or they listened to this episode to try to learn what the first episode of Rick and Morty was.
Yeah.
And we completely ruined them.
Yeah, that's...
Just by quoting just quoting poorly the best jokes from the episode and then talking about our own dumb shit, we've ruined this. So I'm very sorry to you people to mm-hmm. whom we did not warn. And I would also like to apologize for anyone in our previous episode... which was titled the Poo, which is titled Poo.
I'm sure it was not.
Probably not. which was about, we were in space for that one. We went to the satellite.
Yeah.
I'd like to apologize to anyone who listened to that episode because we did not in any way warn about Spider-Man Homecoming discussion. Right. So, sorry a week ago for doing spoilers.
Yeah. But I'm not sorry, because if you haven't seen Spider-Man Homecoming,
Jody,
and you haven't seen that amazing scene where he's on the roof with Norman Osborn, a.k.a. the Green Hornet, and it's like a kind of a touching moment, but then the Green Lantern gets stabbed by his own
glider
air jet ski. and snare jet ski and dies, and then James Franco's like, "Shut up, Spider-Man."
All right, guys, this has been another piece of shit, waste your time, bounce off the walls episode of the Books Are Boring
Such
podcast.
Great episode.
So much fun. I have been David Stonebrough.
And I've been David Stonebrough.
And together we are the David Stonebroughs, the two of us, with the exact same identity, the exact same powers, the exact same DNA, and the exact same vendetta against the human race.
Yes. Join us next week when the Trevor Pullmans will be our hosts.
Ugh, this is going to be such a shitty episode.
Yep.
Oh, but that means this is the one that represents me?
Yep.
Fuck, this one sucks.
It does. All right, rate us 5 stars on iTunes if you want.
Please.
Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Email us if you listen to it. booksareboringfilm@gmail.com. Just say hello or Twitter at us.
Books are boring. Okay, that was Rick and Morty. See you guys later.
Bye, guys.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Oh, man. Oh, jeez. Oh.
I'm sorry, Morty. It's a bummer. In reality, you're as dumb as they come. And I needed those seeds real bad, and I had to give them up just to get your parents off my back. So now we're going to have to go get more. And then we're going to go on even more adventures after that, Morty. And you're going to keep your mouth shut about it, Morty. Because the world is full of idiots that don't understand what's important. And they'll tear us apart, Morty. But if you stick with me, I'm going to accomplish great things, Morty. And you're going to be part of them. And together we're going to run around, Morty. We're going to do all kinds of wonderful things, Morty. Just you and me, Morty. The outside world is our enemy, Morty. We're the only friends we've got, Morty. It's just Rick and Morty. Rick and Morty and their adventures, Morty. Rick and Morty forever and forever.
Work, 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 Sky Moon.